Today's daf is Bamtzia Daf Kufir. Those of you who are listening early, again, I said I'm going to be away for a day or two or later in the week, so I got ahead. So this is the fourth daf that I've put up in the past yesterday and today. So Beis Hashem, this is Thursday's daf, Daf Kufir, and Beis Hashem, we'll get Friday's daf on Friday. Beis Hashem. Okay, so let us get back to Bamtzia Daf Kufir, the end of towards the end of Maseches Bamtzia. We had some nuggets yesterday, hashkafic nuggets, and we spoke about a teacher. We spoke about a safar masa, a couple of hashkafic nuggets that came out of the Gemara yesterday, and we spoke about the Bnei Eli a little bit. So now we get back into Bamitzia. We're on the last line of Kuftes Amid Beis, Toshma. Toshma, what are we trying to bring a proof to? We had a machlokas between Rava and Abaya about a case of a mashkon. A man gave a mashkon of his orchard for 10 years, and after 5 years, the vines got old, and they had to split it up. So the question is, are those vines considered peros, or are they considered keren? Are they considered part of the principal? And if it's considered part of the principal, then we would reinvest it so that the principal stays, and the love still has some type of mashkon to pay back from. Or do we say it's all peros, and the malva could keep it, and the love will have to find somewhere else to pay back from? That was the question. Rashi said that was talking either about a mashkanta de sura, a mashkon that we had that is understood that the malve will get usage from it for a certain amount of time, and then it will go back and the loan will be paid up. Or do you say that it goes per year, we deduct, nichyasa as it was called, we deduct each year based on the how much the malve used the mashkon. Okay, so whether it's peros or whether it's Karen. So Tashma, so the last line of the Gemara says, Nafalogafanim Bezesim Zakenim. We're trying to bring a raya from a Bryson Ksubis. Let's say a woman, after she's married, gets a Yerusha, and she gets vines in a Yerusha, and she gets olive trees in a Yerusha, but they're all very old. They're old vines and olives. So what's the issue? The issue is, this is called Nechse Melug, that the woman, the Isha, owns the Karen, and the husband is allowed to have, pluck off the Paris. So the question is, if it's old now, so it's going to be knocked down. So what do you do with the money that you're going to get for the lumber, for these old items? So says the Brisa there, Yimachru le'etzim, v'yilkach mem karka b'olcha Paris. So what do you see? You have to sell it and reinvest it. So you see it's called Karen. See, it's called Karen when you have a tree or a vine that you have to that's old or have to get knocked down. So you see, it's Karen's. Isn't that a raya to Rava? Answers the Gemara, Ema v'hizkinu. Maybe it means v'hizkinu. Not that they were old, but the woman got them. They came into the marriage, she yarshin them, and they were not so old. And then they became old very quickly, unusually quickly. Rashi says, Kaftzala and Zikna, Velos Manan. Right, they got old, so it was manan. Sometimes certain characters in Tanakh, it says, Kafsa Alein Zikna. They weren't really old, but the Kafsa Alein Zikna. Shmuel was 52 years old. The Gemara says in Tainus, but he was called a Zakein. Right, we know Reb Blazman Azariah, Gemara and Brachas, that 18, right, he was 18, and he's Zariah and Yikiv and Shemshana. We know from the Haggadah. So Kafsa Alein Zikna. So here too, in a time, too early of a time, they got old. So therefore, in that case, even Abaya would agree that it is considered Karen if it happened unusually early. V'ibayis Ema, or we say, La mi ukimna lahi. Don't you remember in Ksubis that we had an opinion that interpreted that Brisa going shenafala besada acheres to kakal yakarna, that the woman yarshin the tree, but the land in which the tree wasn't hers. So therefore, if you take this tree and just give it all to the husband as payros, you'll have nothing. So it's Kalyakarna, right? The principal is going to disappear. So therefore, that's why, in that case, you have to reinvest it as Karen, because there is no other Karen there for the woman to use. Good. Says the Gemara. Two dots. Hahu shtara. There was a shtar, Rashi says, it was a shtar of Mashkanta de Sura. Right, third skinny line of Rashi, Shtar Mashkanta de Sura. So, which said, as we're going to quote again later on the Amud, it said, the Shtar said that at the end of these years, you will return the Mashkon to me, the Love, and our loan will be canceled. So, there was a Shtar about a Mashkon. Like, Savbe, Shnin, Stama, and it was, how many years was the Mashkon for? It just said years, didn't say a number, it just said years, in the plural. Malva Omar Shalosh. Malva says, oh, I have it for 3 years. And after those 3 years, then it's going to go back to you. Lova Omar Shtayim. So Lova says, no, only 2 years. Only 2 years. Who says 3 years? Only 2 years. So who's when? So there's no riot from the Shtar. And what happened? The Malva didn't want to take any chances. V'kadim Malva v'achlinu l'peire. And then during the 3 years, the Malva went and ate all the fruit. Ate all the fruit in the 3 years. And at the end of the 3 years, the Lova finally gets the Malva to a din Torah. So the question is, does the Malva have to pay back the fruit? Pay back the fruit, because really he had no right to eat it. Machlokes, three or two. So, me, Naaman, who's believed? So Rav Yehuda Amar Karka. Well, even before we get to the question, the Ron asks, 1 minute, doesn't this Gemara sound a little familiar? This Gemara, not exactly the same Gemara, but we had 106 blot ago on Dav Dalad Amebez. Way back when, back in Shnayim Ochsin, right? We had a machlokas. Remember, we had a shtar that said, "What if the shtar just says slaim dinarim?" The first words on Dalad Amebeis. The shtar says, "You owe me money, slaim dinarim." And the malva says 5, and the lova says 3. So the Gemara talks about how really it should. If it just says plural, it really means 2. And if anybody admits, if the lova admits to any more than that, that he's doing a favor, he's meishav aveda. So here, if it just says plural without any mentioning any specific years, isn't that a raya for the lova that it's only 2? Or else they would have mentioned the specific amount of years. Isn't that a raya, asked the Ron? Says the Ron, 2 answers. Yesh lomar, number 1. Nehida misayeya lav edus ma'al yehi. You're right, the shtar supports the love, but it's not mamish edus. It's not like edim coming. Umishim hachib yehida le'el lo mafkinim imalve. And therefore, earlier, we won't be motzi mamon from the malve based on it, because slam dinarim, you have to prove that the malve is right. But over here, too, you might say that we're not going to be motzi mamon either, and if the malva already ate it, maybe we won't make him pay for it. Inam, or the other answer, it's a little more fundamental. Yesh lomar, the shiny hacha here is different. Kiva chiniach lova la malva la echol peyrosh hashanah shlishis. Why didn't the lova get his act together and bring the malva to court before the 3rd year? Before that, he knew 2 years were up, so what was he waiting for? So, Israelei sahaduse deshtara. That's a reyasa. It's a reyasa. Why didn't the lova get his act together earlier? So therefore, that's a reyasa, and therefore we're not going to believe the shtar does not support the lova. L'chora, according to that, if there was a reason, if you know that the lova tried at the end of the 2nd year, but it was just in the courts for so long, and it just took a long time until after the 2nd year, after the 3rd year, so maybe then the halacha would be different, possibly. So who's believed? The malva says, I have it for 3 years. The lova says, I have it for 2 years. So, what's the halacha? Mi ne'eman. Rav Yehuda amar karka b'cheskas ba'alei hakayma. Rav Yehuda says, karka is b'cheskas ba'alim, and therefore, the owner, the lova, is the one that has the upper hand, and the malva has to bring proof that it was for 3 years, or else he has to pay the money, pay the fruit back. Rav Kahana amar, peiros b'cheskas ochlein kaimi. Rav Kahana says, no, peiros b'cheskas ochlein. They were eaten by the malve, so the malve is muchzak, so to speak, on those fruit, so therefore, he doesn't have to bring up proof, and the love would have to bring proof that it was only for 2 years. The hill is like Avazid Rav Kahana, and Allah is like Rav Kahana, d'amar peiros b'cheskas ochlein kaimi. Right, the malve wins, the one who ate the fruit. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, v'kaim alon d'hill is like Avazid Rav Nachman. Don't we owe the halachas like Rav Nachman? Rashi adds in one word in his Dibur Maskil. Bidini? Don't we always pass on like Rav Nachman and Dini Maminis? Right, and this is a case of Dini Maminis. De Omar, Kaga Becheskas Ba'alei Omedes. Shouldn't we pass on like Rav Nachman? Becheskas Ba'aleha Omedes. Rav Nachman is not here. Rav Nachman, we're quoting now from a previous case. Right, we had Rav Nachman earlier in Daf Kuf Beis, where there's a machlokes if somebody rented out a bathhouse. And he rented it out for 12 gold coins for the year, a dinar per month. So you say both lashonos in the formulation of the agreement. You say a year and you say per month. And then Bezdin is misaber the shana and you have an extra year. So if you just said months per month, so then you have to pay for the extra month if it was just months. And if it was a year, then you don't have to pay for it because it was a year. This is part of the year. But what if you use both lashonos? So it's misupik. So we don't know what he meant. So Rav Nachman there says, Karka b'cheskas ba'alei omedes. It's b'cheskas ba'alim. It's b'cheskas the owner. So to hear, why do we say b'cheskas ochlein? If we pass on like Rav Nachman, Medini Mamanis, he was the expert in Dini Mamanis, so why don't we say here, b'cheskas ba'aleha omedes? Answers the Gemara, no, there's a difference. Hasam over there by the case of the bathhouse, milsa de la vidili gluyehui. We're never going to know. We're never going to know what was meant, right? Because they didn't specify at the beginning. Then Bezdin was Ma'aber the year. They added a month. So we'll never know. Both Lashonas we use, and we don't know which Lashon is Iker. But which Lashon, the Tfos Lashon Rishon or Tfos Lashon Achron? We don't know. So it's Milsa de Loa Vidi Ligluye. So if it's Loa Vidi Ligluye, then you hold Cheskas Bailam. Then you have Cheskas Bailam. You keep it in the Chazaka. But Hacha Milsa Vidi Ligluye hi. But here, hopefully, it will be cleared up. Why? Rashi says, Sheyavou Ede Shtar. Right, the shtar is nothing without witnesses, so hopefully the witnesses will come and clear up whether it meant 2 or 3 years. So in that type of case, where it's going to clear it up anyway, why should we take money from A to B if we might have to give it back to A? Just leave it. We're not going to make Bezdin go twice, take it from A to B and B to A, so leave it. It's a milsa da'avidi ligaluye. There is a Gemara in Maseches Baba Basra, which has a case discussing, again, this type of machlokes, and somebody's eating fruit, and the owner says, you're eating my fruit, and the Gemara there on Baba Basra, Lama Gimel, uses the principle called Chazaka Ein Adam Mechutzav Leechol Peros She'enem Shelo. A person is not a mechutzav to eat fruit that aren't his. I mean, the Gemara talks about a case where somebody goes into a field and starts eating the fruit, and 2 years later he says, oh, it's my fruit. Right, and the guy says you're stealing. He says, "No, I'm a sachir, I'm an aris, I'm a something." So he has some level of chazaka because the person doesn't just go into somebody else's field and eat the fruit. That's a chazaka. So ask the Bach in Simin Kuf Lamed Zayin, why doesn't our Gemara bring in this idea of chazaka? Chazaka, a person wouldn't eat other people's fruit. So the malva here, the fact that he's eating the fruit of the third year, isn't that a chazaka that he's right? Chazaka, a person isn't mechutzav that much. Answers the Bach. No. Here is different. To come asayile shtara lamalve. Daksiv beishan in stama chatzif a chatzif. Hilka chazlina bazar chazkas karka. No, because here he has a shtar. It says he's allowed to. It's not specified how many years he's allowed to, but it says he's allowed to. He has years. So he is mechutzif in this case. It's not that he has no basis. He has a shtar, which is not exactly sure what the shtar means, but he has a shtar, so therefore, it's not exactly the same case. The Shach there, also in the beginning of Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin, quotes this problem of the Bach, and the Shach has another answer. So the Li Nira had two answers. Latiris, the Shani Yasin, the Shnin Mashma Rak Beis. Number one, maybe Shnin, like the Ran asks, it's Mashma too. So that he has the Chazaka, a person is a Mechutzif, but on the other hand, he has a Chazaka against him that if it just says plural, it should mean two. Inami, or a different answer. Here he's Mechutzif, why? Kivin She Yaran Mitchila Birishus. Bitaras Mashkona. When do we say a person is mechutzif and he won't eat somebody else's fruit? He won't go into a field without permission to eat people's fruit. But remember what happened here. The first 2 years, he was allowed to eat it. The first 2 years, no problem. It's just the third year, does he have extended rights? So that's not the chazaka. A person might stay and eat people's fruit if it is not his. Just the chazaka is that a person won't go in the first place. So that's the question of the Bach. And the Shach's other two answers, the beginning of Simen Kuf Lamed Zayin. The Rosh on our Gemara in Simen Mem notes that what does the Gemara say here? It's a milso davidi legluya, and therefore we'll let the malva keep it until we know otherwise. Says the Bach, what if it's a case where you know it will not be avidi legluya? What if the witnesses died? What if the witnesses died? Says the Rosh, the year ad appears to me, kivan to kaimel on karka b'cheskas ba'lomedes, since we say, usually, we let the karka go in the cheskas ba'lim, and the only reason we're not doing cheskas ba'lim here is because milsa david legluye, and we're worried about torach bestin, but in mesu ha'edim, if the edim died, v'nishtaka hadavar mipi acherim, and nobody's going to know, v'yirala bezin shalo yuchal ha'mavel avar dvarv, and it appears to bezin there will never be a birur, motzi and ha'peres mida ha'mavel alove. Then will be motzi. Take us literally, only if it's a milsa davidi legluye, but if it's a milsa delo avidi legluye, then the rule is, what's the rule, what's the exception? So the Rosh says, the rule in this Gemara is that cheskas b'ches b'aleo medes, like Rav Nachman says. That's the rule, halacha Rav Nachman medini. But it's different, it's a avidi legluye, you don't want to be much your best than twice. But if that principle, that factor is not true, it's not avidi legluye, then you go back to the Ikar Adin of cheskas b'aleo medes, and the love would have the upper hands, and we would make the malve pay back the fruit. That is the Rush. Two other points. The Shach in that same Simen, in Simen Shin Yud Zayin Sif Ches, this says that this whole idea, oh, I'm sorry, different, in Shin Yud Zayin, the other one was in Kuf Lamed Zayin. This is in Shach Shin Yud Zayin Sif Ches, where this halach is quoted of Schirus, says the Shach, the only time we would apply the principle of Musa Davila Gluye, which is the principle of Lo Mashukhin Labazdin, we would only apply that, quoting a Ritva from earlier in the Masechta, if he had some type of Rishus to go down. Right? If a person has no basis at all to go into the field, and then we say, okay, let's wait till Bezdin, of course we're going to be motzi. If he totally went in without permission, even by a milsa avidi legluye, we will be mafkina. Right? We have to keep some semblance of order in society, and a person, we're not just going to say, oh, if there are witnesses, we'll let this ganav keep it until we figure it out. No, if he had no wishes to be there in the first place, then we will be motzi it from him. Just one Rambam, which is connected, not exactly this sugya, but where the Rambam uses the principle of milsa avidi legluye, it's a major Rambam, not for now, we discussed it at length in Maseches Yevamos, it's the last Rambam in Hilchas Gerushin. the last time Menachas Gerishin discusses why is it the end of Maseches Yevamos and the end of Hilchas Gerishin discuss the concept of Edus Isha, all the coolers that we have about allowing a woman to get married. The old-fashioned agunis that didn't know what happened to their husbands, Rechamon Litzlan, nowadays, we have other types of agunis, where the woman, we know exactly where the husband is, but he's just not giving the get. But the real aguna in the olden days was where we don't know what happened to the husband, and we accepted all these lower-level types of Edus. So says the Rambam, why do we do that? Why do we allow a woman to get married? It's issues of mamzeris, issues of ishazish, and yet we allow her to get married with very low-level testimony. Says the Rambam, last halacha in Hilchas Gerishin, al yiksha be'enecha, it shouldn't be difficult in your eyes, shehitiru chachamim ha'erva hachamura, that the chachamim allowed in erva be'edos isha, o be'eved, o shifcha, o goy, me'siach lafituma, even a goy. You hear two guys talking to each other, wow, that was some funeral. Yeah, Rabbi so-and-so. Right, so you just even goy me'siach lafituma, or an eved, shifcha, ve'ed mi'peyed, witness from witness, u'piyaksav, riding below Jewish of Chakira. Why? Shalowik pida Torah al ha'ados shnei edim, v'shar mishpatei ha'edos, when does the Torah require two witnesses and all the other rules and regulations? Ela v'dover she'en ata yachol la'mod al-buryo, by something that you cannot figure out, Ela mipiha Edim ubeidusan. Something that you won't know without the Edim. If Edim are coming to tell me Reuven killed Shimon. So we have no idea without these witnesses. So if we have no idea, and we'll never know, because these were the only two people witnessing it, so then you have to have a very high standard, and you have to be Doresh V'choker then. Kigon she'i'idu she'zeh harag atzeh, o hilva atzeh, o Reuven lent Shimon money. But anything that we can know without this witness, and the witness will not be able to contradict, if it's not true. Where if two Edom testify that Reuven died, if Reuven walks in, these Edom are up the creek. These Edom cannot defend themselves at all. So if the witnesses aren't giving us the whole story, and we can know the story from outside of them, meaning Milsa Davidi Ligluye, that's why the Torah is not makbid. Shadava Rachok, right? It says Lohik Pita Torah Alav. That I want to discuss earlier. The Rambam says Al Yiksha Beinecha Shehitiru Chachamim, and here he says Lohik Pita Torah Alav. Is this a Daraisa Heter or a Darabanan Heter? Let's discuss. Shadava Rachok Hu Sheyad Bo Ha'ed B'Sheker. It's very unusual that the witness will testify Sheker if he knows it's a Milsa Davidi Ligluye. Laficha. Then he goes back. Hikilu Chachamim B'Davar Zeh. Veheiminu bo eid echad mipi shivcha uminaksav ubalojish of chakira kedei shelo yisharu benos yisrael agunos. That might be the motivation. Shelo yisrael agunos is the motivation, but the mechanism is milsa davili gluye. The Ravid here jumps on the Rambam. There's a different svara given in the Gemara. Daiku mitzvah, the beginning of Perakah Isha Rabbah. In Yevamos, daiku mitzvah, a woman makes sure when she hears, she doesn't just rely on the witnesses, she does her research, and the woman wouldn't get remarried unless she did her own research. Because the halacha is that she gets remarried, and then her first husband comes, then she has to get divorced by both, and then Rambam's hearing from both. It's terrible. So there's a chazaka, says the Ravid, that the woman wouldn't get remarried without doing her proper research. But the Rambam just mentions Milsa, Davidi Legluye, which is the factor that our Gemara brought up here in terms of Rav Nachman. Okay, back to our Gemara. Says the Gemara, Malve Omer Chamesh, Lova Omer Shalosh. Another machlokas about a mashkon, how long a mashkon was given for. But here, as we'll see, there is no shtar. Just a machlokas. Malve says, I have it for 5 years. Lova says, you have it for 3 years. Omer Le Isli Shtarech. The Lova says, let me see your star. Let me see your star. Because the Lova says, you already ate three. You already finished your 3 years. 3 years are over. So Amar Le Shtar Irkasli. The Malva says, sorry, I lost the star. Amar of Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda says, Malva Neman. The Malva is believed five. Why? He doesn't have the star. Miyudi ba Yamar Lekuchi Biyadi. The Malva could have said, I bought it. It's been 3 years, you haven't said a word. That's the principle of Chesed Gemel Shanim, third parak of Maseches Baba Basra. I could have said, I bought it. The fact that I said, I didn't buy it, it's your mashkon, but I still have 2 years of it, so that is a migu, and therefore, the malve is believed. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Papa L'Ravashi, 1 minute, Rav Zvid, Rav Avira, L'Sfir L'Hu, Ad Rav Yehuda. Rav Zvid and Rav Avira argue on this. Why? It's a migu. Don't we believe in the principle of migu? So, my time, Hai Shtara, Kibun to the Guvayna Koi, this star, which the malve is supposed to be holding, it is for his benefit to collect. He wants to collect the loan. The shtar says, I'm going to give back the mashkon and be able to get my loan. So Mizar Zarbe, L'chore, he should be careful with it, because it's for his own benefit for collection. U'michbashu t'kavshu l'shtari. And therefore, you know what we must think? It must be that he's hiding the shtar. It must be he's hiding the shtar just to have more years. Savar, ochle, tartishne, yiseirasa. You know, I'll get 2 more years out of it. That's what he must be doing. So that's why we don't believe, we don't hold of this miku. Period. The Meiri here says, Just one ha'ara, and then we'll get to the larger issue on this line. The Miriam says, why didn't Rabbi Yehuda say that Rabbi Yehuda earlier says karka b'cheses balei akaima? In the top line, the top case, we have the machlokas between the Malva and the Lova where there is a shtar. Rabbi Yehuda says karka b'cheses balei, the Lova wins. And here he says the Malva has the migu. What's the difference between the cases? So it says the Meiri, you have to say that in the earlier case, he wasn't on the land for 3 years. The Chachmei Hadoros, the Baal Hashlama, Pirshu in Yizeh, B'Shashtar, Omeid Biad Shlish. Maybe maybe a third party has the Shtar. Osha Micha Halova B'Toch Shalosh, the Lova can play within 3 years. So there is no Cheskes Gimel Shanim, because if not, then we would say that it's the same thing. He would have the Migu even in the first case. So that's the Meiri Sa'ara here, that's what you have to say to explain the difference between case one and case two, why Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say that there's a Migu even in case one. The larger Shas issue on this line, what does Rabbi Yehuda say here? The Maal is believed with a Migu, and therefore what? He's allowed to eat for another 2 years. Isn't that called a Migu Lahotzi? Migu Lahotzi Mamu, that is a huge sugi in the Rishonim. Most Rishonim hold Migu Lahotzi Lo Amrinan. You never say a Migu Lahotzi. Migu, I could have had a better claim. You say the Lahachzik. Migu Lahachzik Mamon. But Migu Lahotzi? Migu is strong enough to be Motzi Mamon from somebody else? Says the Ramban. That's what this Gemara sounds like. It sounds like Migu Lahotzi Amrinan. The Ramban brings it as a Raya. The Ramah has 2 days in Choshe Mishpat, it's been Pebeis, and the Gra on the Shita that says Migu Lahotzi Amrinan quotes our Gemara. He says, Ay, Bamatsiya Kufyud. Right, so our Gemara sounds like Migu Lahotzi Amrinan. So how do you explain this Gemara according to most Rishonim who hold Migu Lahotzi Lo Amrinan? So what do you say? So, a couple of beautiful answers. The Beis Halevi has 2 answers. The Beis Halevi is in Schela Gimel, Simen Lama Gimel. He quotes his Raya of the Ramban, of Migu Lahotzi Amrinan. He says, no, two possibilities. He says, one possibility. Maybe, Kivan Shahamalve Tafus Bakarka Bikla Mashkanta, Enonikra Migu Lahotzi. Remember, the Malve is holding on to the Karka here. So we are allowing him to eat another 2 years. So is that a Migu Lahotzi, Migu Lahachzik? He already has the Karka for the first 3 years. Says the Beis Halevi, maybe that's called the Migu Lahachzik. And even though Velom Rochi, who tough is Rock Bishul Peiros, even though he's only holding on to it for the fruit, it's not his land, maybe it's enough to be considered a Migu Lahachzik. That is one pshat. Or, says the Beis Halevi, based on earlier Rishonim, maybe, and this might relate to how Migu works, Rabbi Chanan made famous the Hakira within Migu, is it how exactly it works? So maybe, says the Beis Halevi, even if Lamaisa, I'm being Motzi Mamon, if the taina that I could have said would have been lahachzik mamon, so maybe this is defined as migu lahachzik. So here, what is the taina that I could have claimed? I could have claimed I bought it. If I could have claimed I bought it, that would be a migu lahachzik, because it's mine and I'm keeping it. So since the taina that I could have said is lahachzik, so then even though lamaisa being motzi mamon, maybe it's defined as migu lahachzik. And as I mentioned, maybe that relates to the Rebbe Elchanan about how does migu work. Is migu what's called ne'amanus? He could have had a better claim. So because he said the worst claim, we should believe him, because he must be telling the truth. Is that how migu works? Or is migu a little more formal? And that is what's called koach ha'taina. But the halacha is, the chiddush of migu is, that we give the person the power of the other claim, even though he didn't say the other claim. So this suggests that the Beis Halevi works very well and very nicely with that second approach. If you believe in koach ha'taina, then maybe you even define the case as koach ha'taina. Those are two possibilities of the Beis Halevi in Chela Gimel, Simen Lama Gimel. One other quoted, I saw in B'Shem the Gidulei Shmuel, he says maybe it's based on a ksos. The Ksos, which we mentioned on Daf Kuf, we mentioned it 10 days ago, says the Ksos, Migu, what does Migu Lahotzi mean? You don't say Migu Lahotzi from a Muchsak. But here, we're not talking about a Muchsak, we're talking about a Cheskes Marakama. Cheskes Marakama is not like a Muchsak. We said on Daf Kuf, listen to the Shir again, we said on Daf Kuf, it's a Machlokas Achronim, how do we understand Cheskes Marakama? The original owner, is that like Muchsak, like in Mamanus? That's what the Marsha said there on Daf Kuf. It's like Mamanus, or like the Pnei Yeshua said, and like the Ksos said there, that no, you look at Cheskas Marakama, it's like a Chazaka B'Yisurin, like Cheskas Eishas Ish and Cheskas Tara. That's what it's like. So therefore, if that's true, then it's very different than Cheskas Mamon. So says the Gedulei Shmuel, maybe here too. Here, we're not trying to be Motzi Mamon from a Muchzak, we're trying to be Motzi Mamon from a Cheskas Marakama, and that's different than a regular Muchzak B'Mamon. So the three answers, three pshat. And how do we read this Gemara? If we hold Migu Lahotzi Lo Amrinan, how do we read this Gemara? three answers. The Beis HaLevi, that maybe it is not called Lahotzi because I'm holding the Mashkon. Maybe it's not called Lahotzi because the Taina that I could have said is Lahachzik. Or maybe it's not called Lahotzi because this is just to be Motzi from a Cheskas Marakama and not to be Motzi from a Muchzak Bimaminis. Beautiful. But remember, the Ramban says, no, this is the Gemara Zeraya. This Gemara Zeraya. And the Gra said, this Gemara Zeraya, that Migul Lahotzi Amrinan. Weiter. Let's continue now. So the Gemara said, Machlokes, Malva says 5, Lova says 3. So Rav Yehuda said, there's a Migu. So Amalei Ravina Leravashi, Weiter in the Gemara. Elameata, 1 minute. Focusing on Rashi says, we're going on the Rav Yehuda's din, that you say a Migu, that you could have said, I bought it. Hi, Mashkanta de Surah. What about the whole Takana we mentioned back in the 5th parak, the idea of Mashkanta de Surah, we mentioned it earlier today also, the idea that there's a Mashkon of Surah which said, this is what was said in the Shtar, it says, at the end of these years, you give me back my Mashkon, I don't owe you any money. So that was a special Takana Drabanan. So Heka the Kafshi Lishtar Mashkanta, if the Malva just hides the Shtar and says, I bought it, is he going to be believed? And if he would be believed, this takana leaves open such room for sheker. How could the rabbanim make such a takana? They wouldn't make such a takana where there's so much room for people to lie. Every takana de rabbanan, which is for the good of a person, l'chora takes into account people making up stories. So here, would they make up this idea of mashkanta de surah if there was this issue and ability for people to lie? Tosfos here says, important Tosfos back and forth, this whole Tosfos, and Amalei Ravina. Tosfos says, the Gemara is assuming right now, must be he's not believed. It must be he wouldn't be believed to say Lukuchi Biyadi. The problem is, ask Rabbi Elchanan, not Rabbi Elchanan the Achron, but Hiksha Harav Rabbi Elchanan in Tosfos. Tosfos, what do you mean? What about the concept of Cheses Gemel Shanim? The whole concept of Cheses Gemel Shanim is that if you don't say anything for 3 years and I'm a squatter for 3 years, it's mine. That's a riot, it's mine. Because I am not expected to hold on to my shtar, mechira, for more than 3 years. You should have complained within the 3 years. So why didn't you? So what this Gemara is suggesting to knock out the whole concept of Cheses Gemel Shanim, Tosfos says no. The Omeri, very important law. We've got to remember this for the third parak. Over there in Baba Basra Chavches. The Omeri says, no, maybe the point is, when does Cheskel Moshanim work? Where the Toein says, you stole it. You stole it, so then we say, hey, if he stole it, you should have piped up earlier. You should have been Mochet during the 3 years, because you know he stole it, so you shouldn't have kept quiet. We'll give you 3 years time. You don't have to do it that day. You're busy this day, this week, you have carpool. But at least 3 years, you should have been should have claimed something within the 3 years. Everybody knows. But by a case of Mashkon, the Maksha here thought Chazal weren't misakin it by Mashkon because I'm not choshesh you. You lend me money, you're a good guy. I'm not choshesh that you're going to lie about it. So maybe that's the possibility. And in the context of the claim of Mashkon, when do you say this Chazal Moshanim only if there's a claim of Gezel? But if there's a claim of Mashkon, so then you would not hold of the concept of Cheskel Gemel Shanim. So then Tosfos says, what do you mean, Vim Tomer, Im Kain? If that's true, then every Balakarka should be Ne'eman to say that Begezel Huba, because he could have said it's a Mashkon. He could have said it's a Mashkon. I should be believed to say, hey, you stole it from me, because I could have said, hey, you have it as a Mashkon, and then the whole concept of Cheskel Gemel Shanim doesn't apply, because I didn't have to be Moche. So every landowner should be believed to say it was stolen from me, even if they didn't protest for 3 years, because they could have tied it to Mashkon. So says Tosas, no, Vyesh Lomar, Dahavi Migu Bamakam Adim. Dan and Sadi, Maya Baba Gezel, Hai Shasik Elaya Mocha. No. Migu, it's Magi Migu Bamakam Adim. Because if somebody steals something from me, I'm going to scream. I'm not going to let it go. I'm not going to be able to have the willpower not to say anything. Because Migu Bamakam Adim. Again, a huge topic. All of this, every line of this Tosas is really requires more eon, but it's a great Tosas, just the back and the forth. Exactly, Migu, not Migu. Okay, you always have the, not for now, the I think it's the Ilu Mimechit has a simon on this. I don't have it here, but I think he has a simon on this about the whole concept of Migu, the bomb kasha and all the concept of Migu, that if somebody learns a little halacha and they know the concept of Migu, they could always use it for the benefit. They'll always tie the worst claim, and the Migu they'll be believed with a better claim. That's a big kasha on the whole concept of Migu, but not for now. Okay, let's continue. So, what does this stop say? We had Migu Lahotzi, and we have a little Cheskas Gimel Shanim, and we have Milsa Davidu Legluye, a lot of Shas, important topics on B'metzia Daf Kuf Yud, right here. Let's continue now. So we're at a question. The Gemara says, so how could the Chazal make a Takana that leaves such room for lying? So Amar Lei answers the Gemara, Hasam Takini Le Rabbanan Demari Ara, Yoiv Taska V'Kari Karya. No, the Rabbanan had a protective shield they said that even though I give it to you as a mashkon, I have to pay the taxes for the land and dig the holes around the borders. So if that's true, so everybody's going to know whose it really is. Everybody's going to realize that it's only a mashkon. What about land that does not have any borders, dog, and you don't pay taxes for? So then, you're right, then he should have been moche. Lo imchamai, and if he didn't, you know what? Then it's his own fault. Then it's his own fault. Okay. Next machlokes. Aris omala, or argument between parties. Aris omala mechsa yarati. Now back to our case of sharecropping. The sharecropper says, hey, our deal was I'm going to get half the produce. Ubal omar lishlish aradativ. And the balabai says, no, you're only going to get a third. Me neman, who's neman? Review damar balabai's neman, rachman amar, kol kiminaga medina. Sover mina, the talmidim thought, lo pligi. Talmidim wanted to say, maybe there's no machlokes here. Habas for the shagla risa palga. There's no machlokes. One of them was talking about where the aris usually gets half. Right, and that's what Rav Nachman says, Kol Kaminaga Medina, you get half. Haba Asher, the Shogla Risa Tilsa, but in a place where the Aris usually gets a third, that's where Rav Yehuda says, the Balabai says Neman, that he only is supposed to get a third. So they thought there was no Machlokes. Amalu Rav Mari, Barad the Bashmuel, there's that Rav Mari again, who we don't want to say his father, right, he's the son of the daughter of Bashmuel, Yisr Giora, Hach Yamar Abaya, Afilu Basher, the Shogla Risa, Palga Pligi, no. The Machlokes is even in a place where the Aris takes half. The Balabais is believed to say that only a third I gave you. Rabbi Yehuda Amar the Balabais Naman, why? Di'iboi Amar Schiri Ulukitehu. I could have said you're my worker. I didn't have to even admit that you're my aris and you're going to get a percentage. I could have said that you're my worker and I have to pay you. But you get no percentage. You got no percentage. So, Migu, Rabbi Yehuda is into Migu on this Amud, and therefore he is believed. Rashi mentions that, second to last line, all the Ne'emans on this Amud is with the Shvuas Hesus. All the Ne'emans are with the Shvuas Hesus, the Shvuah Drabanan, which we discussed back in the first parak of this Masechta. Second to last line. Yisomim Omrim Anu Hishbachnu. What if a Balchov goes to orphans, and the Balchov wants to collect lands that used to belong to the father? The Yisomim say, well, we appreciated this land, and you can't take from the appreciation. Or Balchov Amar Avichem Hishbiach. No, your father did the appreciation. Your father fertilized. Your father did all this great stuff on it. Who has to bring the raya? The Yisomim or the Balchov? So Rabbi Chanina thought to say that the Ara is Becheskas the Yisomim. The Yisomim, Val Balchov Lahavi Raya, and the Balchov has to bring a raya. Omer Lehuahu Saba, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. No, an elder said that this is what Rabbi Yochanan said. Al HaYisomim Lahavi Raya. The Yisomim have to bring a raya. The Yisomim have to bring a raya. Why do the Yisomim have to bring a raya? Right, isn't it? Don't they have the land? My time, huh? No. Ara kiva de luguvaina kaima kiman de gavya dummy. Amazing. The land, since it's up for collection, it's as if it's collected and it's defined as muhsak by the Balchov. The Alha Yisomim Lahavi Raya. And the Yisomim have to bring the Raya because they're being motzi. They're being motzi. So this, again, this is a very strong approach to the idea of shibudim. If I have a shibud on your land, it's as if it's already partially mine. That's the language of the question in shibudim is how strong does the malva have a claim on the on the land of the loveh. Pashtus, the less extreme formulation, is just that it's a guarantee. He doesn't own it yet, and that's the lashon of Rashi and Gittin Daf Nun. Contrast, Rashi, Gittin Daf Nun, Ritva, Kiddushin, Yud Gimel. Rashi and Gittin Daf Nun, I'll read it to you. Rashi says, Tekiva Shahari Shibdalo Vinasa Karka Zu Arev Lamalve. This karka is an Arev, a cosigner to the Malve, Va Arev Mishtabe Minatora, Dechsiva Nochi Ervenu by Yehuda. Right? That's kind of Arvus last Dafim Sakhba Basra talks about Arvus. So that's Rashi and Gin. Our Shibudim is Arvus. The Ritva in Kiddushin Dafir Gimel goes a step further. No, Shibudim is a Mixas Kinyan. Mixas Kinyan. And therefore, here too, the Balchov already has Mixas Kinyan in it, enough that the Yisomim have to bring the Raya. We mentioned in the past the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam about Shibudim. Rabbeinu Tam is used to explain the Shita of Shmuel. Shmuel says that if somebody owes me money, and then, I owe somebody, Amar Shmuel, I'll read you the Lashon. One second. Hamokha shachov v'chaveru v'chazro machlo. Right, somebody owes me money, and then I sell you the rights to collect. I give you the shtar. Reuben is owed money, then Reuben sells the shtar, and then Reuben is mochel. Mochel the money, it works. Why does it work? How could Reuven be mochel once he sold the shtar to Shimon? It's not fair. So the Rambam's answer is, mechira shtar is only drabanan. You can only sell a shtar on a drabanan level. Midaraisa, it still owes to you. You're the real baldin. That's the Rambam. Rabbeinu Tam, though, has a different shot, and this is about Shibudim. This Rabbeinu Tam appears in the Ran, in Ksubis, Pei it's in the pays, but it's mem dalad am abeis in the dafi arif. Says Rabbeinu Tam, Ava mocher shdarchov, Ava bishimichirasu midaraisa yachol limchol. It's the raisa against the Rambam. But you can still be mocher. Why? Lafi sheshnei shibudim. Yesh lo lamalva lalove. There are two shibudim that the malva has on the love. Shibud gufo shalove. Shemuchiv lefroa. A shibud a guf that he has to pay back. Vahu ikr hashibud. That's the ikr. Vashibud al nachasav. And he has a shibud nachasim. Imhu lo yifara midin arev. And shibud nachasim. Midin arvus kid amrina nechsoi debar ish inish inun arvin bay v'shibud aguf yish lamalva alove labar mechiruhu. And when a malva could sell mechira shtaris, what's the daraisa? He could sell the shibud nechasim, but he cannot sell the shibud aguf. That's not up for sale, and therefore he sells the shibud nechasim daraisa. But when he's mochel, he can be mochel the shibud aguf. And Rabbeinu Tam is machadish a that there are these two types of shibudim, and number two, a shibud nechasim cannot exist without a shibud aguf. So once the malve is mochel, the shibud haguf, then memelo, the shibud nechasim, falls away. That is the lashon here. Valve shino nimkar lo paka aval ki chazu machlo paka shibud haguf umemelo paka shibud nechasim she'enu elamidin arev, etc. That is on mem dalad amabez in the dafi arif in Ksubis. That's all about shibudim. So here too. So it's considered in the muksak by the balchov. So the yisomim have to bring a raya that they were mashpiach. Amar abaya fanana mitanina. We also learned this in the Mishnah in Baba Basra. What does the Mishnah say? It's a safek. What's the issue? The issue is Rashi quotes the Mishnah. Ilan natua petocha mishma amad. There was a tree that was planted within 50 amas of a city. The halacha is trees weren't planted within 50 amas. The city has the rights to knock down those trees. So if you know the city was there first, you knock down the tree. If you know the tree was there first, then it has rights. You have to pay. You have to pay the owner for it. But what if you're mesupik? So the Mishnah there says suffik zek kadam suffik zek kadam. You don't know. Kotzei zvin nosin damim. You cut it down, and then no nosin damim. Why? Because the halacha is miman afshak. The tree's getting cut down. The question is whether you have to pay for it or not. Whether the city has to pay for it or not. So says the Mishnah there. Since the suffik is not about whether it's being cut down or not, it's for sure being cut down. The issue is whether you have to pay. Then it's a suffik about the money, and therefore most of the chaver olav araya we don't pay. Alma, kiva to the make its kaima, therefore we know, since it's going to be cut down anyway, amrina lay, I see raya vishkol. Bring a raya and you can take your money. So here, hachanami, see here too. Hai shtara, kiva to the guvaina kaima, commanda gavyadami. This star of the yisomim is going to be collected. The ala yisomim levi is going to be collected. The question is, what about the shevach? It's going to be collected. The question is the shevach, but you do that after it's collected. Look at Rashi. Rashi right across from where we are. Hachanami. Either way, whether the Yisomim were Meshpiach or their father, Dino Lito Karka Imashevach. The din is that the Balchov takes the Karka, and then if the Yisomim did it, he'll pay them back. But that's like paying for the tree. So therefore, it's Muchzak by the Balchov, and the Yisomim have to bring a raya that they were Meshpiach. Period. So now we continue the story. Aisu Yasmi Raya to Inu Ashbachu, the Yisomim brought a raya that they were the ones that were Mashpiachid. Sabar Rechanina Lame, Merki Masakina Lubar Masakina Lahu. Rechanina thought to say, we already know the Maskana from Rashi, Rechanina thought to say that we let the Yisomim keep a little part of the land that is equal to the amount of the Shevach. So we say below, that's not true. Bidami Misalkin and Lahu. The Balchov gets the whole land, and we pay the Yisomim some money. Mi de Rav Nachman. The from Rav Nachman. Dabar Rav Nachman is Amr Shmuel. Rav Nachman Amr Shmuel says, Shlosha Shaman Lahem Etzah Shevach, Umal Anosam Bidamim. Three people, we evaluate the Shevach and we pay them for it. We don't let the one who has the land now keep it, but we make the land switch possessions, and then the person in question has to pay back. Ve'elohein, which three people? Bechor l'pashut. What if you have a firstborn and a non-firstborn that each work the land and they appreciate the land before it's all split up? And then they split up the land. So the Bechor takes the extra. Bechor is not supposed to take a double portion in the Shevach that occurred after the father died. Right? Because that's called Ra'ui. That's not Muchzak. It happened after the father died. So he takes the land and then he pays back the Pashut for the value. U'balchov uksubas isha liyasomim. And a balchov and uksubas isha also from Yisomim. If a balchov and uksu and a isha is collecting from Yisomim, same thing. Right? They first take it and then they pay back. Rashi says, all these is because it's really the Balchov has a Shibud. The woman has a Shibud. U'balchov l'lekuchos. And also a Balchov to l'lekuchos. If a Balchov comes along and says to the Lova, hey, pay me back. And the Lova says, oh, I sold my stuff already. So the Balchov could go to the Lokeach and take it and then just pay back for the Shevach. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Amalei Ravina Ravashi Lameimer. This is Shmuel Balchov Lekuchos. Shmuel says Balchov takes something taken from the Lekuchos. He has to pay back. He pays for the shevach. Yav Shivcha. Bachi Adzinu. Mi Yisle Shivcha Lokech. Does a Lokech get shevach at all when a Balchov takes it from a buyer? Does he pay shevach at all? The Amar Shmuel Balchov Goves Hashevach. Shmuel says the Balchov gets the shevach. Period. He doesn't have to pay for it. Let the buyer go back to the Love and bring him to a Din Torah. And if so, we have a steer in Shmuel. Does a Baal Chov get Shevach? Does a Baal Chov have to pay for Shevach when he takes it from the buyer? So, stira. And if you want to say, there's no problem, it depends what type of Shevach. It depends if it's, we'll go with Rashi's pshat now, Shevach that is so tall that it's about, it's almost ready for harvest. If it's totally ready for harvesting, and it's totally, Rashi says, it's totally ra'u, it's like metaltalin, then that's not called shevach at all. Then for sure, that's called peiros, and that stays with the lokeach. But if it's almost ready for harvest, then the Baal Chov must pay for that. The Chov must pay for that. If it's not ready for harvest, it doesn't have to pay for it. So you want to say that's the stira? To answer the stira? So the ma'asim b'chol yom, we say no. V'kal magvi shmol v'filu b'shevach ha'magilak tafayim. No. Right, Shmuel says, even b'shevach, that is magia l'ktafayim, the Baal Chov gets to collect, and he doesn't have to pay for it. Doesn't have to pay for it. So the Gemara answers, lo, kasha, ha de masik make shir arav shivcha, ha de lo masik make shir arav shivcha. No, you know what answer the stira is? The answer the stira is, how much was the loan for? In the case where he does not have to pay for it, that's where the loan, the land, and the appreciation, in total, equal the amount of the loan. Doesn't have to pay for it, because he has rights to that shevach. But if the shevach and the ikker principle is worth more than the loan, then he has to pay for it. Says the Gemara now, V'chilo masik b'shir ara v'shivcha, d'yav le l'zuzi l'okecha masalik le. 1 minute. If it's not equal to the amount of the shevach, he pays the lokeach and his masal, y'av le'zuzi, he could give money to the lokeach and take everything. So, that works according to the opinion. We have this all the way, also in the first parak, according to the opinion that says that a Baal Chov could go to a buyer and take all the land and just pay him for the extra, then this works. Elamanda Amar is like Zuzu Lokeach Mazi Masalik Lil Baal Chov, but according to the opinion that says that if the buyer has money, then he could tell the Baal Chov, here, take some money, leave me some land. So the name Alay, so why can't in this case also? Let him say, Yehabuli Zuze, if I had any money, Havi Masalik Lil Chami Kule Ara, if I had money, I could have given you money and you wouldn't have been able to take any of my land. Hashtag the Leslie Zuzi, if I don't have money now, Havligir, you would da Ara, at least give me a little bit of land, but Aroi Shir Shivchai, the amount of my Shevach. So the Gemara, so why can't he even tie to that? So Achamaskinan, Maskana, Kagon, the Shavyanile Apotiki. Now this piece of land that the Baal Chov is taking is an apotiki. It was designated originally to be collected from. Dharmale Lo Ye Lchapiron Elamizu. The Malva said I want that. The Lova says you're gonna collect from here. So in that case, even according to the opinion that says the Lokeach usually can give money, he agrees that he cannot give money in this case. Fine. Says the Mishnah, gotta know the Me'iri, at the beginning of the Perek, says this Mishnah is a transition. This Mishnah, the Perek is split up into three topics. First topic is Kablonis and Arisus, with a side topic of Meitzranus, as we had. Second topic in the Perek is all about paying your workers. And this Mishnah is the transition, first half, second half. Here we go. If somebody share crops from their friends, this is still part of part one of the parak. If somebody share crops from their friend and they have the deal, I want it for Shavua Echad. That means a Shemitah cycle. 7 years for 700 zuz. Hashvias min a minyan. Then Shvias is min a minyan, meaning you don't give him 7 years of workability, but Shvias counts because it's for a Shavua. A Shavua is a 7 year cycle. And Shvias counts. And the Chiddush is, so the Torah Chaim says, the Chiddush is that even though he says 700, so you might say, hey, isn't it 100 per working year? No, 700 is a lump sum for this Shavua. So Shvias is min a minyan. Kibla heimenu sheva shane b'sheva meozuz. But if he took it 700 for 7 years, it doesn't say a shavua cycle, but 7 years, then HB has been a minion, because then you could assume that he wanted 7 years of workability. That's all part one of the parak. Part two of the parak, coming up. Schir yom gove kalalaila, somebody who works during the day, he works for you during the day, then you have to pay him, and you have all night to pay him. But after you pay him after that night, then you're too late and you're violating an isser. Schir laila gove kalayom, and somebody works during the night, you have the whole day to pay him. Schir Shaus Govakala Laila. We'll see that in the Gemara. Why, if he works for you for a certain hours, you could collect the whole night, Vakala Yom, and all the next day. We'll talk about it. Schir Shabbos, Schir Chodesh, Schir Shana, Schir Shavua. If somebody's hired out for a week, a month, a year, or a 7-year cycle, Yatza Bayom, if it ends during the day, Govakala Yom, then you could collect the whole day. Yatza Balaila, Govakala Laila, Vakala Yom. If it ends during the night, then that whole night and the next day, the Gemara will talk about all of these items. Tana Rabbanan, let's at least get started. Tana Rabbanan says the Gemara in a Braisa. How do you know that somebody who works during the day could collect the whole night? Don't keep your workers' wages until the morning. You got to pay them. That's talking about somebody who works during the day, you can collect the night. You got to pay him before the morning. Uminayin, if you could hear, there's a big rainstorm now. So if you might hear something in the background. Uminayin l'schir laila shegove kol hayom. And how do you know that somebody who works all night, he could collect all day? Shenemar biyomoti din scharo. During the day, you have to pay him. Right? The two psukim. One is in Parshas Kedoshim and one is in Parshas Kisetze. But they're talking about the same idea. You have to pay a worker in the very next time period and not delay it. The Eimei Efcha, why don't you say it's opposite, that a day worker you have to pay by the end of the day, a night worker you have to pay by the end of the night? No, because the Gemara, Schiris Einem Shalemes Ela Basof. Schiris is only Mechuyev, as we mentioned many times, at the end of the Schiris. So if it happens at the end of the day, then you're not going to say you have 10 seconds to pay. So you learn the Psukim as talking about the following time periods. Very important. Rambam, if you look in the Rambam, and Lo Sase Reish Lamed Ches, the Rambam says, Hisiranu mitachos ha-sachir v'shlo la'achar schar etzlenu. You have to not delay paying your workers. V'hu amru lo talim pula sachar etzlad boker. V'zeh haya, and he quotes both psukim, in Kedoshim and Kiseitzei, and then he says, ve'ein zeh shtei mitzvahs. Two psukim in two totally different parts of the Torah, it's not two separate mitzvahs. Amnam hiya mitzvah achas is one mitzvah. U'ba'u ba'shnei lavim k'deis lahashlim din ha-mitzvah. It came in two lavim, in two different areas, but they're mashlim each other. V'zeh sha'anachnu be'elu ha-shnei lavim, yodanu zman ha-piron, masayhu. And you just learn each pasuk to be referring to the different type of workers, one day worker and one night worker. There's a yireim, the yireim counts two separate isurim, but almost all the poskim, all the moni ha-mitzvos, counted as one iser, not to delay my payment. Tana Rabbanan, finishing up, don't delay the worker any of the Ashad Boker. I know they have to pay him before the morning. Matam alam ad boker, because lo solen always means till the morning. What do you mean? What ad boker? Melamechino over el ad boker rishon. I learned that ad boker, you only violate till the morning, meaning it's one avera, bilvad. Mikan ve'elach mai, once you, after that, after the first morning you delay, you finish the Issa Daraisa. It's not a continual Issa Daraisa. After that, what happens? Amarav over Mishum Baltashe. You violate Baltashe, which is an Issa Darabanan, as we'll see in the Rambam in a minute. It's based on a pasuk of Mishlei. Al tomar l'reach alich v'shov. Don't tell your friend, go and come back tomorrow. U'macharetem yeshitach. Meanwhile, you have it now. You can't do that because that is falsifying and that it's an issa d'rabbana. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Schiris, Yud Aleph Hey. Hamashes char sacher ad acher zmano. Ava bisha kvar avar ba'asei v'lo sasei. Hari zachayev litein miyad. You have to pay right away. V'chal eisha yisha over alav shel devreihem. Shenemar al tomar l'reach alich v'shov v'chulu. That is the Rambam. Just to end with the story of the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim was once on a wagon, and he was being driven somewhere. And at the end of the trip, so he and his shamish get off the wagon, and the shamish pays the wagon driver. And the Chavetz Chaim is looking at the wagon at his shamish, like with very upset. So shamish says, "What's the problem?" So Chavetz Chaim says, "What were you thinking when you paid the wagon driver?" "What was I thinking?" "Nothing. I was thinking I paid him. What's there to think?" The Chavetz Chaim says, "Oh. So you would stop thinking, you were paying him. Were you thinking you were doing the mitzvah of tzedakah? Were you thinking that you were doing the mitzvah of not delaying a worker's wages? Were you thinking you're doing the mitzvah, all these mitzvahs that you're doing? Or will you stop thinking I do it?" It's the Chavetz Chaim. So many things that we do in life are fulfilling mitzvahs, are preventing ourselves from violating averos. We have to make sure that we realize that. So whenever we pay a babysitter, whenever we pay a worker, we have to realize we're fulfilling a mitzvah. We'll talk about whether it applies to non-Jewish help, Jewish help. But says the Rambam, says the Chavetz Chaim, we have to realize what we're doing, even though mitzvahs ain't srichas kavana, maybe. Maybe it's ain't srichas kavana. Major machlokes. Tanoim, amoraim, rishonim. But either way, for sure, lechatchila, we should try to realize what we're doing and appreciate it. Okay, we'll stop here. And B'ez Hashem, we'll continue. Friday's daf hopefully will be up on sometime on Friday.